Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation today. I want to get into the Hawaii judge's ruling to reverse Trump's travel ban. Because, you know, that's permanent. You know? God forbid he wants to help protect the nation. Also, where I live, the local Powerball winner has decided to remain anonymous, and I guess he's getting it. An attorney claimed it and all this, so he's keeping it honest. But I don't understand this. I don't want to try to get into this because I thought when you got the lump sum, it was like 298 million or something. I thought that was all the time. But after taxes, I see he's only getting like 189 or 190 million or something. Not what I expected, but also. Will the killer of Libby and Abby of Delphi, which is a stone's throw from where I live, ever be found? I'm going to get into my thoughts on what I think about it. And also, vets are outraged because a picture of the VA director, the VA secretary and the commander-in-chief were taken down from a West Palm Beach VA facility, and there's some disappointment there from some people, and I want to get into that, and it makes me sick. Rachel Maddow, she had a wonderful Al Capone's vault moment where she basically, as Geraldo Rivera said, you know, the Al Capone's vault mantle got passed to her. Now she's fighting back by. And I'll get into what she's kind of saying she did. And that's interesting because, I mean, I kind of see her point, though. I mean, she is kind of right on her side. But a McDonald's worker went above and beyond and went through the drive-thru window to help a driver who was struggling to breathe. I hate to say it, but I'm loving it because, I mean, that's amazing. I'm surprised she didn't get fired or whatever because she was endangering the life of her and other cars and the police officer. Who knows? But, I mean, I'm grateful for what she did. I want to get into that. Also, tonight on the conversation, I want to get into the English Premier League and the upcoming NASCAR race. So, welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of. Two of them today for you, folks. Psalms 86:11. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. And we have to do this because it's John 3:16 day, because it's the third month, March, and this is the 16th day. So it's John 3:16, the most quoted verse of the whole Bible. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whoever will not believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. Think about both of those as you're going through your day to day. And welcome to the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I hope you do. I hope you want to make change, want to do something. I mean, Obama did the race card. Hillary did the gender card. And hey, we're doing the Trump card. That's right, folks. We got to have a travel ban. You know what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? This is my words. Okay. 9/11 will happen. We will have some sort of 9/11. We've had small ones with like bombings and stuff like that, but a 9/11 is coming. If we stop it, we stop it. If we don't, we don't. And I mark my words. They're going to blame Trump for not having a travel ban when the next 9/11 happens. The left is going to blame Trump for no travel ban when they're the one that's blocking it. Yeah, they will. Yes, they will, folks. Mark my words. Write it down. That's what's going to happen, folks. I'm serious. I don't get it. Don't they remember 9/11? Don't they remember Paris and Germany? No, they don't remember any of that because these people that are gays and lesbians are supporting these Muslims who hate gays and lesbians. All Muslims hate gays and lesbians. There's a good 53% that basically states and believes that they should kill. And when I mean kill, you know, chop their head off or burn them alive or put a bunch of them in a steel cage and lock the cage and then lift the cage up and dunk it in water until they drowned. You know, stuff like that. That's only 290 million. That's not many, you know, whatever, but. And there might be some that would, and there is a small population of Muslims that probably support gays, but technically they're not. Most of the people in the Muslim faith, just like the, and most of the Christian people, do not believe in gays and lesbians. But guess what? We don't believe in killing gays or lesbians. You know, there's a small percentage of Muslims that are probably like, you know, as long as you don't affect me, I don't care. But the majority of Muslims are like, hey, you're advertising bacon. No, we don't need bacon. Sorry. Sayonara, Sodom, but no bacon. I want to push their laws on you. Their belief on you. But don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry, guys. You're supporting a very group of people that hate you. And we need to let all these immigrants in. Well, would you house an immigrant? So I'm living with a Trump supporter, so that would never fly. And okay. Nice comeback. Nice way to get out from saying you would actually try to help these people. I mean, seriously. If you want them here, you should have to house them and you should have to pay for them. Why should I spend my tax dollars supporting something I don't? It's like these stadiums that, like, your tax dollars help fund. Imagine if you had the right to say, nope, I'm not going to. Too bad they don't have like a whole list of like 50 things. And if you want to support it, you mark it down on your thing that you'll have taxes. And if you don't, you know, you don't mark it. Who would actually mark any of the, who would actually mark any of that crap? I wouldn't. Because they have this thing that's been going around for the longest time. It's, you know, we need to get rid of it. It costs more than a penny to make a penny. And we just need to round up, you know. So, like, if you have a bill and it's, let's say, $6.12, you round up to 15 cents. I'm like, what do you mean round? Why not round down? What? Cheap bastard. I'm like, okay, call me cheap, but, you know, if you wanna round up, that's your problem. I'm going to round down. Even if it's 2 cents, it's 2 cents. It'd be neat to see if you took like 2 cents or 3 cents times every transaction you've ever done in your whole life, rounding down, what that would equal. Crap load of money. Sorry, I'm the 1% that actually wants gold and silver and valuable money. I want to have, see this quarter right here? There's $3 worth of melt value in this 25 cent quarter. Yeah, it's worth something. I don't get this travel ban. I don't even know how they have the jurisdiction to do this crap. the majority of the people don't want it. It's these dimwits that want it. Like I said on Tuesday, if Trump was going to be so bad, wouldn't the liberals want him to pass all his bills and pass everything? And when he passes everything, guess what happens? And it doesn't work, he's going to be seen as a failure. See, Trump can literally say, okay, yeah, well, the blood's on your hands because, hey, I'm trying to come up with vetting procedures to ensure that something doesn't happen like it did in Paris and in Germany and in England where we've had people have been killed. So that's what he needs to do. He needs to go on MSNBC and say, hey, I'm trying to pass these bans, these temporary bans, so that we can try to figure out a better way to vet these people so that we let in the good ones and the terrorists stay out. But since you want to halt these so that this doesn't happen, the blood's on your hands. If a terrorist group makes it in here with a couple of their guys and they kill Americans, that's your fault, because I tried to ban these people. I tried to ban it until we could do better vetting. And since you don't want to have vetting, you just want to let anyone in this country, no matter who they are, no matter how dangerous they are, no matter how much they want to kill you and hate your Western way of life, okay? What they don't realize, see, what the liberal media doesn't realize with a lot of these terrorists and crap is, okay, you're like a gang and you're robbing money. And you're going to this bank, you're going to get $100 million. And in the end, and you thought that we were going to divide the money. And the one leader pulls out a gun and starts shooting all the people so that he can have all the money to himself. That's what's going to happen. You know, well, we need to let all these people in here and do all this stuff. And then they're going to find out later that the people that they want in here don't want their way of life. But, hey. Whatever. It's just ridiculous. You don't just let... And I guarantee you, all those people that don't want to have a wall on this country have a fence and a wall, and they're in a gated community. You think that there's easy access to get to Rachel Maddow's house or her, like, Manhattan apartment or wherever she lives? You probably have to get... The person, if it's like a townhome where it's like, okay, I live on the fifth floor and I have a three floor, $7 million place and yada yada in Manhattan, you know, I'm guaranteeing you they'd have to know you up front. They would have to be notified that you're coming in. They would personally verify who you are. There would be vetting procedures. You just wouldn't have instant access to Rachel Maddow or any of these people. These celebrities have fences or in gated communities for their protection. But they're sure heck against a gated country and a fence. I could see if they didn't have any fences and they didn't live in a gated community and anyone who wanted to could just walk on their property, then okay. Then I would support that. But hey, they don't. Wow. Yeah, you can tell I'm getting married. I'm getting married and I'm married and I got all this stuff going on because, you know, I normally have like 50 because like March Madness is going on right now. And I normally have like, I do tons of brackets on ESPN and Yahoo. And it's the first year I did one bracket. And we do it at work where we take like $10 and you fill out a bracket and whoever has the best bracket wins the $10. And I didn't have time to do it because I left work and then I ran out. I picked up my wife. We went out to darts, played darts, and then I had to get home because it was like 10, 30, 11 when we got home. And then I had to be up at 5 to be at work. So, So, but I got one on, I got one bracket done this year because I didn't have time. So I did one on Yahoo. So it's exciting, you know, because basketball is like a religion in my state. So yeah, it's fun to watch. I've lived in Vermont and they're a great team. So Purdue's kind of struggling, but I think they'll win in the end. But it's hard to believe it's March Madness. And since we haven't had like snow like all winter, everyone thinks that like it's going to be like a blizzard come Easter. Everyone's going to have all their spring stuff out and we're going to have like winter coats on and like shoveling like 10 feet of snow. And yeah, you better put those daffodils away and get out the evergreens. Got the pine saw perfume. Yeah, that's right. We got to make it smell like what it is outside. We didn't have a white Christmas, but we're going to have a white Easter. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you. But I guess, if you, and I've said this before, if you're new to the program, you may not know, but in my hometown, the lottery, the Powerball winner came forward. It was like a $400 million Powerball. And I don't, if anyone can understand this and wants to chime in, feel free. Because I thought, like, when they said, like, if you get the lump sum, it's this much money. And it went down, like, to 200 and some million, like 298 million or 89 million. And, but they said via the paper, local General Courier, that he's getting, like, 100 and some million after state and federal taxes, like 190. That's not much. He's a Purdue grad. I'm 99%. We believe from what we've done, I've done research and a couple people have, and they believe he's an SIA employee. Because at that gas station where the ticket was purchased, 90% of the people work at SIA or at Alcoa. But it's a manufacturing. He might be, Wabash National, but more than likely he's SIA. So we'll just have to wait and see. I guess an attorney claimed it, so he's remaining anonymous or whatever. And I'm assuming he can't remain anonymous too much because he literally had to work. You know, I mean, you'd work there for a while, and then you say, "I'm gonna find," because it'd be obvious if all of a sudden you left. Yep, I quit. Gee. Because I knew a lady that won $1 million in the scratch-off ticket. And she goes, by the time you're done with taxes, you're getting 490 million, I think. Or 490,000 after taxes. She goes, I'm getting like 25,000 for like 22,000 or something for like every year for like 20 years or something. Or 30 years or something. Yeah, it's not much. You can't retire on it, but yeah, it's kind of nice to have a little cushion. But then when everyone, if you gave a dollar to everyone that wanted it, she'd be bankrupt. Now there's more, I mean, because this is my hometown, Lafayette, and you throw a boomerang, it would hit Delphi and come back. And that has shocked this area immensely. Big time. And I want to give my thoughts on the whole scenario. Like, will they ever find the killer? Will he be found? Will he not? They have all these leads and all this stuff. In my honest opinion, and I've had this, because there was a guy, I think it was 19-year-old kid at Purdue University, and he went missing, and they had search parties and everything and all this. And from like day one, I'm like, where was he last seen? You need to start over. Go where he was last seen. And I'd be yelling at work and screaming like, shut up. Like, no, they need to go back to where he was last seen. I don't know why they're looking all over the place. They need to go back to where he was last known. And they went back to where he was last known, like, I forget how, it was way later, like weeks later or whatever. And they have like like probably 50 feet away from where he was last seen, there's a door that if you open it, it's got like an electrical room where it's got like, you know, fuse boxes, and they got like, I forget what those things were called, resistors, you know, like capacitors and all kinds of stuff in there, you know, all this electrical stuff that runs a lot of the stuff in the buildings and stuff around where he was last seen. Well, I guess he went in there and I guess got electrocuted somehow. I don't know if he had to pee and just piss and whatever. You know, I don't know. But he was right near where he was last seen. And when the first time I laid eyes on that photo, and it took me a while for someone to tell me what he's saying, because I couldn't understand the audio, what the guy says. But the whole time I looked at that photo, I just got this sense of, there's that guy again. You know, they like took a photo of him. Like, I truly believe that Libby and Abby have seen this guy before. It's not the first time. Whoever he is, whatever he, I just felt like, there's this creep, I gotta get a photo of him. They just sensed something bad about him from the get-go. Like, they've seen this guy before, that he's weirded them out, and now they're seeing him again. And I just get that vibe, like they've seen that guy before. I hope they can get justice and they can find the person in that video. But it's one of those things that, for me, I've just always had that unsettling feeling like they've seen that guy before. They may not know who he is, but they've seen him before and just were weirded out. And she just had the wherewithal to get a photo. So I hope we can get some closure on this, because the family needs it so bad. After so many vets contacted me, disappointed to see the resistance from the VA overhanging portraits. You know, they had like a commander-in-chief one, and they had a secretary of the VA. And I guess it's crazy, because they hang these photos. It's nuts. If you look at this article, it's just I don't understand. Everyone is getting their butt up something. They're all, it's like no one, I don't get why all these people all of a sudden, like, everything is like offensive to everybody. Like, you can't even breathe. He's breathing wrong and I'm offended. I'm suing. I don't understand it. I mean, because you have this VA stuff going on and you have a photo of Trump and the VA secretary. Okay, what's wrong with that? They remove the photos. I don't understand. What's wrong with it? They remove from a West Palm Beach VA, the VA secretary in Trump's photo. Bow Wow is calling on Twitter and saying that Melania is a pimp and I want to pimp her out and that and all this stuff. I mean, stuff that wouldn't, you would never hear the end of it if Obama's picture was taken down. You would never hear the end of it if Michelle Obama was told she needs to be pimped out. You'd never hear the end of it. But it's Trump, so it's all fair game. It's okay. It's okay to criticize George Bush, but not Obama. Wow. I don't get this double standard. I never have, never will. I don't understand, man. If someone can explain that to me, I'd love it. I'd love to have it explained to me because I don't get it. You know? But then, like I've said before in the program, you know, when Sarah Palin was on Greta Van Susteren show, and she's like, you know, well, I wasn't allowed to talk about all this stuff about Barack Obama. Why can't I talk about that? The fact that he went to Reverend Jeremiah Wright's church for 22 years where he preaches killing whites and the babies. I don't know. I don't understand it. Yes, like with that travel ban, Obama was there a couple days ago talking to the judge. See, Obama's smart. He knows how to manipulate crap and he knows how to abuse the system, if you will. He does, and that's what's scary. I just don't understand why they're going to take down Trump's picture and the VA secretary's picture. That's a disgrace, in my opinion. But hey, what do I know? I'm just an American standing behind another American. I don't know if you saw this. This was hilarious. When Rachel Maddow brought out Donald Trump's tax returns and Geraldo Rivera even came out on Fox and said, you know, Rachel Maddow now has the Al Capone's vault mantle. She owns it. That's right, folks. Yeah, he paid money. Can you believe it? He paid taxes, like 20-some million. Here's my point, though. I think it's hilarious that happened. Rachel Maddow was on the Tonight Show last night, and she's like, well, I think it's funny because my whole point was to show that I can get Donald Trump's tax returns. I can get a tax return of Donald J. Trump. It wasn't about who cares what the money showed. Who cares what taxes he paid? She was like, look at me, I've got his tax return. But the way I see it, though, is she was kind of oopsed about, she was expecting to have no money. So just because I have his tax return doesn't mean there's a scandal or he didn't pay taxes. I just was showing, hey, I got his tax return. So it's pretty cool that happened because I needed a laugh and that just got to the cockles of my heart, you know, seeing someone like that screw up. And then she's like, well, actually, what I was doing was proving that I could get his tax return. Sure. Yep, that's right, man. Because Rachel Maddow, I gotta see, when they built the London Bridge, you could buy bricks of it, and I got a whole bunch of them. I'll sell them to you for a good deal. You know, part of the Brooklyn Bridge. I still remember that just still cracks me up, that Al Capone's vault where like the very long, like 3-hour plus special, and there's nothing in there. you wouldn't look in there first. I mean, it reminds me of those, I've seen like the America's Dumbest Criminals. They had a whole special on it, and they showed this officer. These are true stories where they sat there and they see all these tool marks. And they tried to break into this safe, and the guy takes the handle on the safe, turns it up, and pulls, and the door opens, and there's nothing in the safe. But there's all these grind marks and everything that these power tools trying to get in when they could have just turned the handle and opened the door, and it was empty. Oh, it's funny. Yes, it is. It's funny. A McDonald's worker at a drive-thru, actually, this is really cool. A police officer is having trouble breathing, so she actually went through the window to help him out. That was just amazing. Going through the window and being like, hey. And helping this guy, who was an officer that was having trouble breathing. I was just waiting for them to say that she was endangering her life and this life, and there would be lawsuits, and we have to let her go, and, you know, but they've been really, I guess, cool about it, and she's just like, I just did what anyone would do. I would hope someone would do that for me. And that's what we need in this country, a doer country, not a, well, technically, since he's upside, since he's face down and unconscious in an inch of water, I'm not legally allowed to do water rescue, and he's in water, that's considered water rescue, so I can't help him, we're just going to have to let him die, because I can get in trouble. Now, it's nice to see people, I mean, I'd do the same thing, I'd jump through the window to help that officer in a heartbeat. Fire me. If you say I'm going to, I could sue you because I get hurt or endangering my life and whatever. You know, you already have an endangered life with an officer. You do. Okay. Help the man, for Christ's sakes. It's just one of those things that I just believe in helping and doing and whatever. Worry about the consequences later, you know. You know what could happen? I said, well, he might have died. He might have died. I had to go into help mode. And this is just in. I guess Rachel Maddow has a copy of Donald Trump's Taco Bell order from 94. She's going to bring that out tonight. Because, I mean, since he's not doing anything wrong, they can't really get him on anything. You know, they don't have anything negative against him. Like, what do we do with a guy that is like a squeaky clean? I would love to have some of the money they're paying these people to dig up anything they can on him. I could retire on that. Well, this is actually, I want to get into this because this kind of ties into a lot of this stuff. It's a 46% to 49% split over investigating Russia's involvement in the election. I don't know where people get off. I guess I look at it like this. If you're saying Russia's involved in the election, then you would have to be telling me that they hacked the voting machine. Because I don't know one person that said, well, thank God, you know, I'm only voting for Trump because of Russia. If it wasn't for Russia, man, I wouldn't, you know, Trump's in bed with Israel. Forget it, man. He's in with Russia. Cha-ching. I don't get it. I didn't vote for Trump because of Russia. But, I mean, it's divided. And what's it going to prove? I mean, I don't get it. You know, Putin has actually come out and said, yes, I was involved with the Hillary Clinton campaign, too. So what? Whoop-de-doo. God forbid the president of the United States to be whether he wins or not, I would hope Hillary Clinton would be talking to other world leaders, you know, like Russia and Israel and other countries. Makes sense. But everything in this world is a double standard. Little Bow Wow is tweeting about we need to take Melania Trump and tweet and like pimp her out. Let me tell you, if anyone did that to Michelle Obama, they'd be thrown in prison. He wouldn't pardon them for anything. The media, that's all, it'd be nonstop. How dare they? You know, the person would be arrested and brought in for interrogation. And it's okay to bash Trump and go after his kids and his wife and his family, but you would be executed if you did that with Obama. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you. Thank you so much. But I can't wrap my brain around this damn double standard. Oh, there's no double standard. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't understand it. Well, I kind of understand it because if you look at that video, there's a video that's gone viral from Rhinecliff, New York, where a lady's standing right by the tracks and the tracks are covered in snow and a train's coming down. And I bet you could have been 20 feet away from that track where that lady was standing and still got hit. Man, that snow hit her and took her out. Man, I'm like, she got knocked out. Dang. I mean, like, how could you not see? And when you see her standing there, you can see the train coming and you can see snow going about 20 feet beyond. And they just stand there. But that's our nation. Well, Trump's going to get rid of Meals on Wheels. I haven't seen anything like that. He's going to defund PBS. How dare he? He's going to take government money away from public broadcasting when the CEO makes $800,000+. If the CEO, the head of public broadcasting, is making $800,000+, they shouldn't be getting any money from the government. Sorry. Remember, folks, I don't care. If he wants to put a 4.9 fine gold solid toilet in his bathroom, yes, right here, yes, this is a custom made from Kohler. This is a 4-gallon flush toilet that's 4.9 fine solid gold. Yes, the toilet is 100% solid gold. It's 4.9 fine gold. There is over 50 pounds of gold just between the lid on the bowl and the seat ring and the seat cover. The toilet itself combined with everything is over 100 pounds of gold. That's right. It cost me over $4 million to install. Okay. Sure. I don't care if you want to do that. I have the right to say, you know what? I'm not going to buy at your store. If you're not making it and you're having trouble paying bills and you're filing for bankruptcy and you're putting in a $4 million toilet, well, we need to stop that. No, we don't. If he wants to put that in, let him put it in. You have the right to say, I'm not going to shop there. You have the right to shop where you want to. You have the right to spend your money where you want to spend it. I wouldn't work for him. I wouldn't. I'd be like, okay, well, yep, okay. I'm making $5 an hour, and he is putting in a $4 million toilet. Gee, and we're bankrupt. Gee, man, I think I'll find another job. You can take that chapter 13 and shove it. Because they're going off on Obama's budget thing. And I told this lady, I said, well, just remember Obama's stimulus bills. Here's $20 million to put windows in this building. What do you mean put $20 million to put windows in this building? The building was built a year ago. It's brand new. There's nothing wrong with it. The windows are perfect. It's abandoned. There's nothing wrong with it. So where's that $20 million going? Because it's not going to put windows in that building. And if it is, it's a waste of money because the windows are brand new. There's nothing wrong with them. They're perfect. They got a 30-year warranty. So that's where we're at, folks. Oh, well, this $1.5 trillion budget. Well, just remember all those things in those Obama stimulus packages that put money towards things that were perfectly fine. Okay, this is a brand new house, nothing wrong with it, but they just put a brand new roof on this place. Well, there's $50 million to put a roof on this building. Okay, they just finished putting a roof on this building. It doesn't need a roof. Well, the stimulus, so where's this money going? There's a lot of that stimulus money that's never been accounted for. Oh, but that's okay. I mean, that's Obama. God forbid. Look who walked into the studio. The producer of the show, my wife. Welcome to the program, dear.
Thank you, sweetie. Love you.
Love you. But, I mean, it's seriously. It's just going to show what I've told you all along. It doesn't matter what's in that stimulus bill, what's in the budget, doesn't matter. They're never going to support it no matter what. Why would they? Because they're about as smart as that lady in Ryan Cliff, New York, in that video where she gets hit with where she gets knocked out with a whole boatload of snow from that train. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look down at that train and say, okay, it's about 50 feet away from me, and that snow is going like 25, 30 feet. Even the people that seem like they're way far back get bombarded by it. But hey, that's how this world works, folks. That's the left for you. I'm just assuming she's someone on the left because she's not smart enough to get out of the way. To me, I'd be knocking people over to get away from the dang snow. That's just me. You know, but like I said in the beginning of the program, folks, when another 9/11 happens, they're going to blame Trump for not having a travel ban, even though they blocked them and vetoed them all. There's some words I want to say, but there's a quote I want to say from Carlos Mencia, but I can't say it on the air, so I just got it going in my head. But it just, you know, I mean, they're just whiny people, okay? You played the race card and the gender card. We played the Trump card. We're sick and tired of this. That's why we want Trump, because we're sick and tired of all the bureaucratical bullcrap. Okay. Show me a rich Republican. I'll show you a richer Democrat. Okay. I will show you a richer Democrat. All those greedy Republican mobs. There's Trump on the golf course again. Yeah, and doing what that's what the caption says for the ninth time. And you know where he's at? He's at a table talking to people. Just because he goes to a golf course doesn't mean he can close down the golf course and use one of the receptions. Okay, we're gonna have a meeting in here. Yeah. But hey, what a day. What a day, folks. Like when I'm sleeping and when I'm going to bed, I'm like, you know, I just try to wrap my brain because I'm a solver, I'm a doer, I'm a how can I fix, how can we? And I honestly will tell you this: we're one step away from a civil war. And when I mean civil war, I'm talking a French Revolution. Because you know what? If you don't know your history, well, if you didn't study French history, well, lesson. Okay, when you had very, very wealthy people in France that had lots of money and all this, and you had, okay, where are we going to get? We're piss poor, and the kings and queens are living like millionaires, and we're piss poor. Hello, and they revolted. That's why France has no king and queens anymore, because they were enough. We're not going to be poor while you guys are living on 14 karat gold china. Okay, you guys got 14 karat gold plates and cups, and here we are, lucky if we can scrounge up anything to eat. And they revolted. That's why they have no kings and queens. That's what's about to happen here. Because people are sick and tired of having billionaire Republicans, billionaire Democrats, people in politics living well beyond their means, not having to abide by any rules, getting away with things that would throw me in jail. People are tired of it.
Flaunting it in front of people's faces.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're hiding it. Like my producer was basically saying, my wife, they're not hiding this stuff. They're flaunting what they're doing. And guess what? We're sick and tired of it. We finally have someone who is saying, you know what? Yes, I have lots of money. Okay, this guy got $10 million in the lottery. He's bankrupt. He's broke. Donald Trump got $1 million from his dad, and he turned that $1 million into $1 billion because he busted his ass and worked every day for everything he has. Never ask anybody for anything.
Paid his dad back.
Paid his dad everything. And he's coming to the forefront saying, I'm not trying to pretend. I know how you live. You guys are struggling. I'm here because Americans will make this country great again. Not the government. The American people. I'll bring back the jobs. You got to work for it. You got to want to do it. And there's an article I was reading today on there's a couple different articles, because I have ancestries that, you know, me and my wife both have family that are coal miners in our history. And this one guy was interviewed and he's like, you have no idea what it means to have a job again, to actually be back in the mine and working. No. You know, I still remember when my mom and dad, they went with some friends down to this coal mining part of the South. And they're like, where's the antique shops? Like, what do you mean? Oh, like they don't have antique shops here. Okay, the dining room table is 80 years old and they still use it. They just duct tape it and they, you know. But, yeah. It's just one of those things, you know, that for me, I have kind of these, for me, it's kind of, I've been kind of put in a vortex. I'm going to get a little personal here, but, you know, I grew up with a dad that's got to work 6 a.m. till midnight. Got to be there. Left my berth to be at an international division meeting of a company that doesn't even exist anymore. Has to work. Bang, bang, bang. He's got pneumonia. One, the left lung, last I was told, was completely full of fluid. A good friend of mine, Rex, is like, yeah, I saw your dad Monday. No offense, but he looked like bleep. Well, I'm on two legs. For how long? You run the company. You can't take a week or two off. No. I mean, when we went on vacation as a kid, we went to Disney World when I was a kid. And it was because of a vacation, because my dad had business down there, so he just took us and we went for one day. So many things I wanted to do, I couldn't. I mean, like, I didn't spend as much time as I wanted to in the Penny Arcade. Things I wanted, I couldn't, you know. It was kind of like, I'm doing this kind of, you know, you need to be there more than one day. But, you know, I wanted to see stuff. I thought it'd be cool to get the Mickey Mouse ears hat and stuff like that and do things. But it's like when you got like one day and he's trying to get you to, you know, I want to. Then we went to the treehouse thing and I hate heights. You know, but heck. You know, but he taught me if you want it, you need to work for it. But I'm one of those people that I'm like, yeah, I wanna work, but I wanna play. I wanna have some fun too in my life. Yes, I wanna work. And for me, I guess with my apathy I have, as like you know, I don't know if I'd be in the field I was in cooking if I would have known I had that. You know, but and I try to get the most enjoyment I can out of it because who knows when that day comes along and I have to say, okay, yeah, you know. So I try to get the fun and enjoyment out of it. Because like a lot of the places where the person that runs the kitchen, all he is in the office all day. Doing all computer crap. And I'm like, okay, well then culinary school needs to start out with now. Just, okay, once you graduate, you have a minor in like computer science. Because there's, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you're not calling up someone and saying, hey, yeah, I need 10 cases of the filet mignon, 6 ounce, 5 cases of the 10 ounce. I need a case of the South African lobster tails. Give me some Kobe beef, some ground beef. I want to do some Kobe burgers, whatever. You know, now you go on a computer. Well, this company, they buy in bulk and then you have to buy in this. I don't know. It's just one of those things, you know. I was brought up to work hard, but then because my dad's huge into my ways. But it's like for me, it's like okay, I don't mind him, but when all he did was work on him and work on him and work on him and work on him, and okay, well, I took the car around the block. We need to take and do an off-frame restoration again. That to me wasn't enjoyable. And I guess I learned through my dad to work hard for what you have, but also have time for other stuff. Got about 4 minutes a little over in the program, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. And what a weekend coming up. I honestly think in the Premier League, I'm surprised that hadn't happened sooner, but his contract's up at the end of the year, and it's going to be weird seeing someone else, but I don't think they'll keep Austin Vinga. I think they're going to tank him. I mean, they really haven't done much in years, and they're slowly going backwards, and I don't see... Unless they do a dramatic turnaround, I really don't see them keeping him. I mean, if you look in the table, they're 1 point above Manchester United. And if we can get 3 points, you know, we can surpass them. Because they're playing West Bromwich Albion. You know, Crystal Palace is at Watford. Everton is at Hull City. Those are the 3 games going on Saturday. On Sunday, Middlesbrough is at Manchester United. Tottenham Hotspurs is at Southampton, and Man City is at Liverpool. And I believe by the end of the season, we'll get into the top four. I see Jose now, like, really toning down a lot and being, you know, because I've never really been a huge fan of his, but he really seems like this is where I feel at home with Manchester United. I feel honored to play for a team that has fans in probably every country on this planet. And I feel like we owe it to all the people all around the world to give and have something that they can be like, yeah, look at this. Look what we can show them, you know. Look at how successful we are. Look at how good we are. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out, because, I mean, you wonder if they might just say, hey, well, maybe if we play bad enough, they'll get rid of him, and then we can get in someone that, you know. I don't know. I just think it goes farther back than this year. You know, he hasn't brought much hardware to them in 8 years, so I really don't think he'll be around. It's hard to believe it. This weekend, they're racing in Arizona as I move on, because I got only about like a minute left. But it's going to be interesting to see how, with 90 seconds left, how NASCAR shakes out and how this, because I'm still not a big fan of this segment racing and all this stuff, but, you know, Brad Keselowski is in first, and it's going to be interesting to see, because in 25th, you know, he's in 27th place, Dale Earnhardt Jr., if he can turn it around, because he really hasn't done much, and he's just, all the people at Daytona, and this is his year, he's changed, he's so happy and all this stuff, and I don't know. I guess I thought it might be DEI Incorporated. And if he leaves when he goes to Hendrick, it'll prove if it's either him or it's Hendrick, or if it was DEI, because the 1 year in Hendrick, they finished 1, 2, 3, and he was like 26th. So I don't know. I like him as a driver. I just never expected him. His dad was his dad, and he's him, and he accepts that. So he never expects to be as successful as his dad, and I never expect him to be. So he's just a great driver that he's great to the fans. And with that, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge in our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.